The eyes of all wait upon thee, O Lord, and thou givest them their meat in due season. So why are we here today? Why this occasion of Thanksgiving? Well, let's reveal some of what we first learned perhaps in second grade and has been instilled through us as our good civic lessons in this United States, where it was the Puritans who came over to the United States seeking religious freedom, and they had a very difficult winter, as we know. And it was the Wampanoag tribe that helped them get through that very difficult winter. And so the following harvest season was especially plentiful. So they gathered the Wampanoags along with the last surviving Patuxent to give thanks for provision. It wasn't only provision of food, but also peace in their borders, in the sense that they had collaborated together against the rival Narragansett tribe. And so they had an opportunity to give thanks. And now what brought them here in the first place, however? They were fleeing the Anglicans, from which we derive our liturgy here today. So we're celebrating those who are trying to run away from a liturgy like this. But no matter, because that Thanksgiving that we celebrate took place in 1621 and a reprise in 1623, but it was 1619 that the London Company went to Virginia. They were Anglicans, and that is, as the Virginians would tell you, that was the first Thanksgiving. And so Anglicans actually have the first claim to Thanksgiving on these shores. But interestingly enough, they also celebrated when they landed, having survived their travel with a religious service. So there's a religious component to both. But, you know, here we are, we're not Anglicans, we just have an Anglican, a liturgy that was formed and through the Anglican Church, but has its Catholic roots, to which we've returned. So no matter, because the very first Thanksgiving was back in 1565 in St. Augustine, Florida, and yes, those were Catholics. And so that the true claim to Thanksgiving in the United States is Catholic as it is anyway. And that was begun with a Mass in St. Augustine. But what do we find? We find throughout all these celebrations that something that we often, similar to the fact that there are no atheists in foxholes, nor are there atheists among explorers who arrive on the brink of starvation and find that they are delivered. And so we give thanks to what? To the force of the universe, as some New Age contemporaries will refer to the universe as if there's a personality in that. No, they gave thanks to God, one who intended to provide. We give thanks for provision from the provider. And so we have in our gradual today a portion of the psalm that we heard earlier, which is from Psalm 145. And in a more contemporary translation, the eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. And earlier it says, all your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. And so here we celebrate the Thanksgiving of believers from different backgrounds. But as one historian said, as to who lays claim to the first Thanksgiving, it's a tempest in a beanpot. I mean, what does it matter? The fact of the matter is that God provided for all these people seeking to express their faith, and they gave thanks to him. And that is something that we see expressed among all faithful people, especially throughout the Psalms. And so in light of this, we can think of some other Psalms. There's a couple of favorite ones that always come to my mind when it comes to Thanksgiving for food. Often in grace before meals, I'll read Psalm 33 in my home. Behold, the eyes of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. And so also we have, I also often like to refer to Psalm 104. You cause the grass to grow for the livestock, and plants for man to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine to gladden the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart. But ultimately, yes, we have bread to strengthen man's heart, and this is picked up also in Psalm 81. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who, then he says, what I would do is he would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. And so there's this sense of returning for provision. This holiday was first established by our first president at the behest of Congress. It became, however, a national holiday after with President Lincoln, who also said that we should do so with a sense of penitence for our nation's perverseness and disobedience. Even though Abraham Lincoln wasn't one known for having an official creed, his sincerity in that is what makes him such a great man. is that we turn from our lack of gratitude to lift up our eyes on high, to go forward with the one who provides. Returning to this one particular psalm, he would feed you with the finest of the wheat. What does this ultimately point to? Often throughout the year, when I say grace in the homes, I give thanks for the fact that God does not just provide for us physically. He does not just sustain us, but he provides for us abundantly with food that we can enjoy. This points us to the generosity of God. It points us to his character. But how much more does it point us to the one who gave himself to us as food, who embodied the fulfillment of this verse, who became the finest of wheat for us as he comes to us on our Eucharistic table. The word Eucharist from the Greek, which simply means thanksgiving. Then ultimately, as our hymn said today, we receive this in gratitude with the burden of our hearts for others to receive gratitude for the same. As our opening hymn referred to the harvest of evangelization, of bringing those who don't know the Lord to come to recognize the source of their goodness. So ultimately, yes, who owns the first Thanksgiving? I just give thanks for the fact that we have so much color in our Thanksgiving. We grew up making construction paper creations of black hats with a silver buckle in the middle. But infused in this celebration is the fact that these were people who came with faith, who came seeking to worship, and they gave thanks to him. And we have that ultimate fulfillment of that on the altar. And may that drive all that we do, even as we give all for the one who gave all for us.